It'll grow back. Okay, I said wide-eyed. Get it over with. Johnny flipped out the razor edge of his switch, took hold of my hair, and started sawing on it. I shuddered. Not too short, I begged. Johnny, please. Finally, it was over with. My hair looked funny, scattered over the floor in tufts. It's lighter than I thought it was, I said, examining it. Can I see what I look like now? No, Johnny said slowly, staring at me. We gotta bleach it first. After I'd sat in the sun for 15 minutes to dry the bleach, Johnny let me look in the old cracked mirror we'd found in a closet. I did a double take. My hair was even lighter than soda pops. I'd never combed it to the side like that. It just didn't look like me. It made me look younger and scareder, too. Boy, howdy, I thought. This really makes me look tough. I look like a blasted pansy. I was miserable. Johnny handed me the knife. He looked scared, too. Cut the front and thin out the rest. I'll comb it back after I wash it. Johnny, I said tiredly, you can't wash your hair in that freezing water in this weather. You'll get a cold. He only shrugged. Go ahead and cut it. I did the best I could. He went ahead and washed it anyway, using the bar of soap he'd bought. I was glad I had had to run away with him instead of with Two-Bit or Steve or Dally. That would be one thing they'd never think of, soap. I gave him Dally's jacket to wrap up in, and he sat shivering in the sunlight on the back steps, leaning against the door, combing his hair back. It was the first time I could see that he had eyebrows. He didn't look like Johnny. His forehead was whiter where his bangs had been. It would have been funny if we hadn't been so scared. He was still shivering with cold. I guess, he said weakly, I guess we're disguised. I leaned back next to him sullenly. I guess so. Oh, shoot, Johnny said with fake cheerfulness. It's just hair. Shoot nothing, I snapped. It took me a long time to get that hair just the way I wanted it. And besides, this just ain't us. It's like being in a Halloween costume we can't get out of. Well, we got to get used to it, Johnny said with finality. We're in big trouble, and it's our looks or us. I started eating a candy bar. I'm still tired, I said. To my surprise, the ground blurred, and I felt tears running down my cheeks. I brushed them off hurriedly. Johnny looked as miserable as I felt. I'm sorry I cut your hair off, Pony Boy. Oh, it ain't that, I said between bites of chocolate. I mean, not all of it. I'm just a little spooky. I really don't know what's the matter. I'm just mixed up. I know, Johnny said through chattering teeth as we went inside. Things have been happening so fast. I put my arm across his shoulders to warm him up. Two-Bit should have been in that little one-horse store. Man, we're in the middle of nowhere. The nearest house is 2 miles away. Things were laying out wide open, just waiting for somebody slick like Two-Bit to come and pick 'em up. He could have walked out with half the store. He leaned back beside me, and I could feel him trembling. Good old Two-Bit, he said in a quavering voice. He must have been as homesick as I was. Remember how he was wisecracking last night? I said. Last night. Just last night we were walking Cherry and Marcia over to Two-Bit's. Just last night we were laying in the lot looking up at the stars and dreaming. Stop it, Johnny gasped from between clenched teeth. Shut up about last night. I killed a kid last night. He couldn't have been over 17 or 18, and I killed him. How'd you like to live with that? He was crying. I held him like Soda had held him the day we found him lying in the lot. I didn't mean to, he finally blurted out, but they were drowning you, and I was so scared. He was quiet for a minute. There sure is a lot of blood in people. He got up suddenly and began pacing back and forth, slapping his pockets. What are we gonna do? I was crying by then. It was getting dark, and I was cold and lonesome. I closed my eyes and leaned my head back, but the tears came anyway. "This is my fault," Johnny said in a miserable voice. He had stopped crying when I started, for bringing a little 13-year-old kid along. "You ought to go home. You can't get into any trouble. You didn't kill him." "No," I screamed at him. "I'm 14. I've been 14 for a month, and I'm in it as much as you are. I'll stop crying in a minute. I can't help it." He slumped down beside me. "I didn't mean it like that, Pony Boy. Don't cry, Pony. We'll be okay. Don't cry." I leaned against him and bawled until I went to sleep. I woke up late that night. Johnny was resting against the wall, and I was asleep on his shoulder.
"Johnny?"
I yawned.
"You awake?"
I was warm and sleepy. "Yeah," he said quietly. "We ain't gonna cry no more, are we?" "Nope. We're all cried out now. We're getting used to the idea. We're gonna be okay now." "That's what I thought," I said drowsily. Then, for the first time since Dally and I had sat down behind those girls at the nightly double, I relaxed.